Hey, good morning and Chodesh Tov, everybody. So this week with Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut, our focus in Tehillim, and again, it's not very difficult to find, is on Yerushalayim and Sion, and Eretz Yisrael more generally, and we have a little bit of Hashgach on our side. Pei Zayin is all about Yerushalayim in particular. It was part of the Darche Hashgacha that the way Shivat Sion worked out is the Kaddish Baruch Hu first brought us back to the land of Israel, Bechazdo, Vamito. And he gave us a 19-year period to contemplate, apparently, this was his plan, the meaning of being back in Eretz Yisrael proper. But we know that there's a Kedusha Yesera of Yerushalayim. So 19 years after we came back to the land of Israel, so we came to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Har Havayit B'yadeinu. It's sort of a remarkable thing that that's the way the Hashgacha worked out. It's Ma'alin B'Kodesh. We needed to first return to Israel, and then we needed to return to Yerushalayim, which of course was the capital city of David HaMelech, that represented the fundamental unity of all of Klal Yisrael, where all of Klal Yisrael was represented. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. It was on the border of Yehuda and Binyamin, the ultimate sign of Achva and Achdus, bringing together the Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel and Ochi Arvenu Miyadi Tevachshenu, the great scene in Sefer Bereishis. Nafsho k'shura v'nafsho, when everything comes to its fruition. So this mizmor is all about the Yitaron of Yerushalayim. The Malbim points out that, if you have people missing from Yerushalayim, it's not just individuals who are missing, but the nation as a whole is depleted. And part of that, this is sort of implicit in the Malbim, is the idea that Yerushalayim is not an international city, but it's our national city, and each person there represents, he compares it to a body that Shalom Eda is missing an organ. So the Bnei Korach Mizmar Shir Yisudaso Bahare Kodesh Ohev Adonai Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special love for the Sharei Tzion of all of the dwelling places of Yaakov. We love Tveria and Tzfat and Chevron and Ranana and Herzliah, and we love them all, and Gedera. But Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov Wine Dichbados Medubar Bach Ir ha'elokim sela. So the Mitzudas David writes such a beautiful language. Ki av shekol eretz Yisrael ahuva hi l'makom, mikol makom sharei tzion ahuv l'fanav yoser me'akol. Why v'zeh l'fi shemedubar bach atat tzion imros nechvados ki sanhedrin yoshim ba v'oskim batora v'lazat tikra ir ha'elokim ad olam. Right? It has to do with the fact that Yerushalayim is har ha'moriyah misham teitzeh hara l'Yisrael. It has everything to do with the Sanhedrin. That's why the Gemara, when it darshens this pasuk, clearly a drasha. It's not the pshat in the pasuk, but Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is brought up in the first parak of Gemara Brachos of various Amoraim deciding that they would only daven Elohecha Dehavu Garsi. They were matzah Hecha Dehavu Garsi because Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mashrish Chinaso in the Batei Medrash, in the places where Torah is learned. In our modern-day Batei Knessios, we learn so much there, right? Every single day, in between Mincha and Maariv, and we have so many Shirim Baruch Hashem on Shabbos there. So, for us, in the modern sense of the term, our Batei Knessios function in that way. There are places, let's say, in Israel today, the style is that the Beit Knesset can in some communities is just a Beit Tfilah, and it doesn't function for other purposes. So that Gemara would be relevant. But again, the reason Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov is because of the Limbud HaTorah that goes on there. Nichbados Medubar Bach Ir HaLokim Sela. That's what Yerushalayim represents. If you look at our Shemona Esrei, it's so amazing. It just strikes me, that first we daven Hashem Tikav Shofar Gadol Chereseinu V'Sanes Kavetz Koyotenu Baruch Atah Hashem Kavetz Nichemo Yisrael. So that's the level of 1948. And then we have the level of Ashiva Shovtenu Kivar Yoshenav Yotenu Kivat Chiva, right? Then we pray immediately for the restoration of the Sanhedrin. It's already implicit within that we have, our eyes on Yerushalayim. And that's exactly where this mizmor ends, is every Jew has his eyes on Yerushalayim. Visharim Kecholim is when we sing. We always sing on some level. We always yearn for Yerushalayim. Kol Mayanai Bach, either in the sense of a Ma'ayan, right? This week's Parsha, Achmayan, Avor Bekvamayim Yetahor. Right, all of my wellsprings are in Yerushalayim, or from the language of Iyun, right, that all of my concerns are about Yerushalayim. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Tzion hi dereshin la, michlal debayit risha. We all need to focus our attention, our concerns, on the needs of Yerushalayim, on the needs of Tzion. Chodesh Tov.